I wonder, wonder who,
wrote the book of love.
Tell me,
you might find him here. I don't know. There's not too many books you won't find here.
That's for sure. That's absolutely sure. Festival of Books at the University Mall at the U of A down in Tucson, broadcasting live on a beautiful Saturday morning. If you have a question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, remodel, repair, maintenance, or if you're contemplating a project you've yet to start, or you're trying to finish a project you just can't finish, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348, and we'll put our building and remodeling experience to work for you. We've been building and remodeling in Arizona since 1972.
And in addition to that, we also publish an article in several newspapers still, the Casa Grande Dispatch, the Green Valley News, and we've already had several people walk by and say, hey, we love your article in the Tucson Daily Star that goes out on Sunday. And Sunday's article will be what we're talking, in the Daily Star is what we're talking about today in regards to windows. And we've got a section in here talking about repairing damaged caulking. You will find a lot of caulking material in your home. Anywhere two dissimilar surfaces meet that has an exterior finish. You know, if it's something that's hidden behind the wall, you're not going to see it there. But if it's a finished surface where a countertop meets the drywall or the tile backsplash, you'll often find it there. If it's even against a grout line, it could be a clear one. Where if the sink is sitting on top of the countertop.
I've seen painters use it to make a trim carpenter's miter job look good.
You can do that?
Yeah, you can. There's a lot of uses for caulk.
Cabinet meets the drywall. Bathroom meets the drywall. On your windows, where the window frame meets the drywall. On the interior, it can often be a place you'll find that, along with the exterior, depending on what type of frame you have and how it's the finish on the product is. If there's stucco right up to the window frame, you should always see caulking there to connect those two materials and keep the water a watertight seal. So you want to look at basically on the edge, on the inside and outside of your window, to make sure you don't see any peeling or cracking or crumbling or brittle caulking. That's your waterproof integrity for the frame of your windows.
Now, one of the things people do a lot of times is they'll get to removing the caulk, and then they'll say, well, I'm going to fill this hole really, really good. I'm going to spray some of the expanding foam in there first. Then I'm going to cut that back. Then I'm going to caulk over that. Do not use expanding foam on the frames of your doors and windows unless it says on the can for doors and windows. Because what will happen is that expanding foam is so strong, it will literally warp the frame of the door and or the window. So stay away from the uncontrollable expanding foam that isn't specifically on the can states for doors and windows. What that foam will do will expand to the point that it feels resistance, and it will stop. It will not take any door or frame and push it out of plumb or put a kink in it, which the other foams will. So go ahead.
It stains as well.
Yeah.
You'll never get that color stain off.
It messes up everything, for sure. I recommend a polyurethane caulk in that kind of instance. It does allow the most amount of flexibility. The aluminum and the stucco and the drywall all expand and contract at a different rate depending on what temperature the environment is in. That's what causes the cracks in between the two dissimilar materials, and that's exactly what caulk was invented to seal up. Now, I tell my guys, never depend on a chemical to give you a solid product. Build it with your materials in a way you don't depend on it, and then the caulk is just a secondary assurance.
The tighter and cleaner the bead of caulking is can tell you how meticulous of a craftsman you had on your home. If you just got this big glob, you know it was a blow-and-go crew. If you can hardly see it, you know that was someone meticulous and spent the time to do it right. So don't be a dob and glob on your own home as you're going.
I was taught very early on in the construction career that if you took a caulk tube and you have that hard plastic nipple coming out the end that the caulk exudes out of, that if you took your razor blade knife very, very carefully and started at the base of that and cut it at an angle all the way to the tip, you could come up with an inch and a half wide caulk joint. It takes a lot of practice. But ideally what you want to do, folks, is take that caulk tube and lay the tip down on a hard surface. Take a very sharp knife and cut it so you're only exposing the very end, where only about a 1/16th or 1/8th inch width of bead comes out when you're exercising your hand and pushing the caulk out. You want it cut at an angle, don't cut it straight, and you want to be very careful how you cut that tip, because a lot of times you'll cut it with a dull knife and it will leave a little straggling piece of hard plastic on the long end of the nozzle, which drags through your caulk joint and ruins the caulk joint you're putting. So a sharp knife cut at the end to allow for about a 1/8 inch bead, cut very sharp and clean, and then we can talk about, Romy, when you caulk, are you a pusher or a puller? We'll find out after the end of this break. There's a technique to both. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We'll be right back after this bottom of the hour station break.